Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Were you surprised that Louis C.K. Would go back on the road?
Very much surprised, because there's been no resolution to his sexual abuse allegations that came down. It's a couple of years now. But I'm very curious also about guys like him, guys like Kevin Spacey, other people for which there have been allegations of sexual abuse. The Bill Cosby case is going to be interesting, because he says that he's going to go back out on the road and he's going to do stand-up. Are people going to go to these shows? Louis C.K. announced that he is going to be launching a nationwide comedy tour starting next week, actually a week from today, as a matter of fact, in New York City. He is going to be coming to the Chicago area. He's going to be doing three nights at the Vic, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. And, I suppose people are going to go.
Well, I think people will. Well, it certainly will be a lot of protests. I think in the case of Louis C.K., I mean, Bill Cosby, nobody can forget about that story. But Louis C.K., I think some folks will have a hard time remembering what that controversy was all about.
Yeah, it might be. There's the comedian Aziz Ansari, who was accused and then turned out that it was nothing. But, he's got that stain on his permanent record forever, even though it was resolved. There are a lot of people who have been accused of things, and then once it goes to court, gets dropped or, set aside. So that's not the case with Louis C.K. So, mm-hmm. It's going to be curious. But I guess, these people that have been accused have decided, we got to work. We got to do something. Let's see how it goes. One of the shows at the Vic already is sold out. It just went on sale the other day.
I'm not surprised.
But the first show for December 5th already is sold out. So obviously there is some interest.
Yeah, and I think in every city there will be a lot of protest and a lot of news. Yep. And I guess people like Louis C.K. must feel that, well, just get it out there, get it over with, go through this, and then maybe in subsequent years I can do this without much protest.
Yeah, I'll see what happens. I think it's interesting that he's playing the Vic and not the Chicago Theater or the United Center or some of the places where A-line comedians would normally be playing. The Vic is a much smaller venue. Mm-hmm. So, I think this might be just a little bit of a test run to see how things are going to go.
91-year-old Clint Eastwood is not stopping, is he?
Yeah, anyone complaining that, I'm tired, I don't want to go to work today, here's your inspiration. 91-year-old Clint Eastwood, I would argue, is making, doing his best work ever right now. He, had the film out a couple of years ago called The Mule. He had a movie about the Atlanta Olympics called Richard Jewell, which I thought was a really good movie. It didn't do a lot, but it was amazingly performed and put together. He directed both of those. Now he is going to both direct and star in a new movie that's called Cry Macho, which is a story about a one-time rodeo star, horse breeder, from his prime in his day, who now is older and takes on the job of a younger man, kind of counseling him and being his surrogate father and trying to get him away from his alcoholic mother. And it's I've only seen the trailer for this. If you're interested in seeing it, it's on YouTube for you to take a look at. And it looks like a tearjerker. But Eastwood, he is just great. I remember when he talked to the chair at the Republican convention. I mean, it's like, but as far as being an actor, as far as being a director, They don't come much better. And 91 years old, you know. I hope that, Bob, you and I are still doing this exact same segment when we are 91 years old.
And reporting on how 120-year-old Clint Eastwood has another new movie out. We're all going to be seeing a lot more of South Park in the near future, aren't we?
This is amazing to me. I mean, I like South Park. I've always liked South Park. At one point, I loved South Park and was a little bit obsessed with it. I don't watch it as much as I used to because it's been on the air for so long. It debuted in 1997, believe it or not. And Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of it, have just signed a new deal which will keep South Park on the air on Comedy Central until the end of the year 2027. So they have tremendous confidence in the show, and they also signed a deal to create a dozen spin-off movies for the Paramount Plus streaming service. So I'm sure there'll be some South Park movies. Maybe some of the characters are going to have their own spin-off movies, but who would have guessed that, Killing Kenny would have been so lucrative for these guys.
It's quite a franchise for them. Let's get to Dean's weekend viewing recommendations.
Yeah, the movie Suicide Squad is out this week. You know, people may squirm when they hear that because 5 years ago, they released a version of Suicide Squad, which is based on DC Comics. So if you're a DC fan, you're probably familiar with the Suicide Squad legacy. The version from 5 years ago went nowhere and honestly was not that good. It was a very pedestrian, extremely average action movie. The one that's opening today could not be more different. It is just so original and so fun. Very violent, if you're just looking for a couple of hours of escape, this movie is going to give you action and laughs and thrills. It's based on the original DC Comics premise that a band of some of the worst criminals from the worst prison ever are pressed into taking on a very, very dangerous mission. If they achieve their goal, their life sentences will be reduced. But if not, they will either get killed trying to accomplish this mission, or if they try to run away, they implant like a little explosive device in their heads. So if they misbehave, their heads will explode. That's just part of the violence in this movie. I mean, it's excessively violent. But I have to say, all very creatively done. The writer and director of this movie, James Gunn, could have easily staged this movie as very pedestrian and very traditional as action hero movies go. But this one is anything but that. It's that plus a monster movie plus a fantasy adventure, an incredibly irreverent comedy. The writing in this movie is exceptional, especially as far as action movies go. But I will warn you, no one is immune to the very twisted violence of this movie. It earns its R rating, but I still really liked it.
My head's exploding just hearing about it.
Yeah, it's just a complete, you want to talk about popcorn movies, zero redeeming value, but tons of fun. Gave it a Dean's List A. There's also one for the whole family that's on Netflix this weekend called Vivo. It's an animated film about a senior citizen who entertains people. He's kind of a street performer and entertains people on the street with a little kinkachu. And he is sent an invitation to a concert that's being put on by his long-lost love, and he's so excited about that. Turns out that, as this movie goes, he is not able to attend the concert, but wants his kinkachu to deliver a special song that he has written just for his long-lost love. It's a very sweet movie. It's very joyous, completely filled with great music, mostly written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. This is an all-ages movie. Really liked it. Gave it a Dean's List B. We have Joseph Gordon-Levitt's new series on Apple TV+. called Mr. Corman, fifth grade teacher who's just unhappy with everything going on in his life. A Val Kilmer documentary that's opening this weekend.
You better thank the Academy.
And also a Paris Hilton cooking show. How do we go to 28 after yesterday and 27? I get the hook today.
I just get instructions from the home office. I have nothing to do with anything.
We need to have some consistency in clock watching here, so I know what to do. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.